sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what you're talking.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mama. What?
One cup. What? Wow. I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Hashtag Actors Life.
Hello, Internet. Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Actors Life. It's your boy, Jesse, coming at you on the 1-2.
MJ over here.
And this is Chris.
And Chris Charis. And today we have the lovely Natalie and Charlene with us.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome Hello. To Hashtag Actors Life, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That's okay.
Pleasure.
That's
pleasure.
Not a problem at all. It's been a great ride so far. You stayed at the James C. Budget B&B, world-renowned facilities.
Great service, 5 stars so far.
Oh, 5 stars.
So far.
Definitely rate us on
so
TripAdvisor. Okay, wonderful. Today, obviously, we're going to be talking all things, not necessarily industry-specific, but we're going to get to know each other.
Yeah.
We're also going to play a little game. There's some questions to be asked, as always. And, I guess we should start by, how do you guys know each other? For starters.
Well, we met on set of a music video, and it was at Capella Bar.
Capella Bar?
Yeah.
No
way.
We actually
met at...
Was it at Capella Bar?
Yeah.
Really?
We parked at Sal's mechanic shop thing,
okay.
And then we...
I've been there.
We were going to walk down to where set was, but then we had to get in each other's cars and drive down because of the rain. And I was like, do you have a car? And she was like, no. I was like, all right, jump in my car. And it was just us two, so we drove down to set.
Oh.
And she's like, little mouse.
Wasn't that a little mouse? It seemed polite, actually.
And then just because of that, we were just hanging out that night, and then I drove her back to the bus stop, and she's like, oh no, it's okay, I'll walk. And I'm like, oh, hello, look at the weather. And then we talked about agencies, and we found out we were with the same agent, so I think we bonded on that.
Yeah.
And then we kept running into each other in the office, and then we saw each other at a film festival, and then we both got background on Pirates of the Caribbean in our... extra numbers were one after the other, so our wardrobe is next to each other, our call times are always the same, so that was how we got real
wow.
close.
It's crazy.
And so, then yeah. everyone thought we knew each other for
before
years.
That, yeah.
It feels like
and we
it
were
was
like,
years.
No,
years.
This
yeah.
is where we fell in love.
Like, I could have sworn you guys were school friends or something.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It feels like
yeah,
it.
Feels
like
yeah.
It feels like it. Feels like, and also our families just...
Yeah, because I'm from England yeah. as well, but because I grew up here mostly, I have an Australian accent, but yeah.
Okay, so
the English heritage.
Born in England as
well? Yeah.
Okay,
so that really bonded us too, so...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Mm.
Wow.
The pommy humour.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a bit wittier.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I didn't know Natalie. I knew of Natalie.
Yeah.
But Charlene and I knew each other, and
yeah.
MJ, I don't know, you know Charlene as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're closest was MJ out of the three of you, so... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, okay. That's cool. Yeah.
But you know,
yeah.
times can change.
I thought Charlene and I were pretty close. For sure.
Well, it's because we were like.
But she was speaking for me.
Well, I wasn't. Actually,
I didn't say anything.
Oh, right.
She was speaking for me. That's okay, Christina.
She's just trying to say.
I was actually in the same agency as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We
and then we went
around.
To the same
yes.
school.
Same acting school as well, and and just from there we became
friends
and stuff.
How did we first? We were on. Was it?
One.
Was it Psychopath? First? No. I feel like it was before that, actually.
Wait,
yeah,
what
I did.
Was
I feel like I did know you before.
Wait, Red Coat and Hell?
Red Coat and Hell was after that.
Psychopath. There was something before.
I feel like
there was
definitely
there was something
before.
Before.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, I can't remember what it was now.
I'm
going
sure
to have to
was...
my CV.
Pull up your resume here.
Yeah.
I think there was something before.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because we've seen each other a few times on set.
Immortality? No.
No. Maybe it was like a film event or something as well.
Maybe.
Who knows? Anyway.
That's it. I've never actually...
Well, it's been a few years then.
Definitely.
It?
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Because Psychopath was like filming 2015 and I feel like we knew each other before that.
Mm. Yeah, it was definitely before then. Yeah.
See, I didn't realise how much of a history you two have.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, listening to you guys speak at breakfast, I was like, fuck, I didn't realise they worked on that many productions.
They worked on quite a lot together.
Yeah.
It's crazy, actually. Like,
I'm knocking them off the
yeah,
list.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Because he never talks about you. See?
No, he doesn't. He does not.
Jesse's getting jealous, like, oh, I've never heard of this
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. Not in a bad way, but, like, I mean...
Yeah,
yeah.
No, but it's...
Yeah, take it as a good thing. Take it as a good thing. Because if I did talk about you, it's probably going to be a bad thing.
Yeah.
I like bitching a lot. So
this guy gossips like no more.
He's a gossip queen.
Yeah. He needs his own reality
TV show. Turns out if I don't say anything about you, it's a good thing.
Okay, well, I
heard. You're good in my books.
I might have to listen to the other podcast to see later on if that's all.
Let's skip this.
That's how we rope you in. That's how now you're going to go back and listen to all the other podcasts.
And then you're like,
my name was never mentioned once, but now I'm hooked.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell everyone about this.
Do you guys know each other?
I think we've only met like twice before yesterday.
Once at the Brisbane Backyard Film Festival.
Yes, that's when I met you for the first time, or the only time I've met you actually. And then I think I met you before that. No. It was at the Backyard Film Festival, and then at our going away thing.
Yes, that's
you came a bit later on. We had the karaoke.
Oh, the karaoke!
Yeah.
Yes, you're good on karaoke.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That was a good time. Yeah, it was a good time.
Wait, what? When was that?
Our going away, you were there.
Were you at karaoke?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, you were at karaoke. No, I just...
You sang Bon Jovi over and over again.
Yes, true.
I totally forgot you were there.
Yeah,
wow. Once again, he forgot about you. He doesn't talk about you at all.
To be fair, I totally forgot Linda was there as well until she mentioned it.
Yeah.
Recently. And I was like, oh, that's right, Belinda was there as well.
And Aisha was there.
I guess I just kind of put that memory
out. It was a blurry night. I don't really remember.
Yeah, I feel like it was. I didn't drink or anything, but I don't know. It's just a blurry.
It's a fun night.
It was, I guess there was a lot going on. There was a lot of people to catch up with and all that sort of stuff. I think the emotions leading into the actual event itself can kind of, or at least for me, like it kind of just clouded like that whole week. So much was going on.
And you've got so much to think about too.
Absolutely.
And
the city is a big thing.
It's stressful.
Thing.
It's not like you're just moving.
We had the party and then we moved a couple of days later. Wasn't it like a week later?
I think it was about 10 days later, because I think from memory...
You were meant to leave beforehand and then MJ got a job and then he got another job. So it's a delay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry, guys. sorry that I'm better than you.
It's true. He is kind of in a lot of things.
No. It's good. Like, it was good to get those last few jobs out and then before I left.
Yeah, definitely.
But all busy down here. We're all busy.
Yeah, definitely.
So you guys, any stories you guys got? I'm not going to sugarcoat it because we know what we're here for.
Speaking of giraffes.
Speaking of aliens, tell us about your face. Not kidding. sorry, guys.
I guess you're the best at segues as well.
Yeah. Segues my best.
That was
skill. That's on my resume. You can cut this out, by the way.
No, it's all staying in.
Just stay in.
I don't know. I mean, so like I said, we explained to you guys that the idea is to tell embarrassing stories. I know you, Charlene.
Dying to tell
just
her.
Judging by your face, you had... embarrassing story to tell. Why don't you kick us off with your story?
I'm sure Natalie would love to go first. Now, obviously, I'll do the polite thing.
If you want to tell your penguin story, that's fine. Is it a penguin?
Yeah.
It's a penguin, right, yeah.
So, it looks so decrepit.
It looks old.
It's very, very old.
So what's his name?
Pingu.
Pingu.
Pingu, of course. Yeah, okay, Pingu. That makes sense. Right. So Pingu comes. She has a plush penguin.
A very old one.
The beak and the feet are green. I don't know if they were green
black.
When you first got it. It's black. How old are we talking here? And have you ever washed it?
When I was little, like, I spewed on him and stuff, so he's been washed a few times.
You spit on him?
Spewed. I'm sick, like, in bed, like...
Well, that's not the right way to wash things.
Just give you the old spit shine.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm doing the dishes, I'm just like, you spew clean. You know? The water's not as hot as I like it.
No, he hasn't been washed in my adult life because, like, look at him, he might fall apart. I don't want that to happen, so...
That's fair.
Like, he's been sewed up in so many different places.
He's been doctored and things.
What?
It's like the costumes, they spray it, don't they? The old costumes...
So how old's Pingu?
He's 27.
Wow.
Yeah. That's older than my boyfriend, who's 25.
So you so you've had him for 27 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That's, yeah, okay. So he comes with you everywhere?
Yep, everywhere. He's been to every single country that I've travelled to. When I was little, I used to leave him everywhere. My parents used to get annoyed at me because we'd have to drive back to where we went for the day and go pick him up.
Oh, because like I wouldn't stop crying. Oh,
yeah,
right.
Like I would put him down and then get in the car and forget that I'd put him down.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But that's your fault. Not their fault.
Yeah, but I couldn't go get him. I was like 5 years old. I remember I had a little...
You remember Postman Pat?
Yeah.
Like cat? Yeah. I used to have a little black and white cat. It was like a little plush thing. And it was like my favourite thing. Apparently I like took it everywhere. And we went like out west somewhere travelling. And it was a similar situation. We like lost it. And my parents like pretended to look for it. And they actually called up my nan. Because my nan had like hand sewed it. And he's like, he's lost it. We have no idea where it is. You need to make him another one. Yeah, so when he gets back. And she did. She made me another one.
Oh, that's sweet.
And
did you know?
They made it sound like I had just... I mean, I was young, so I wouldn't have cared. But like they made it sound like, oh, we found it. Here it is. And it was actually like brand new.
Even as an adult, you wouldn't even know either.
No, I wouldn't know.
Probably not. Yeah.
Your observatory skills is like so
minimal. You can just switch out my real cats with other cats.
You wouldn't even
Sorry?
Know.
Do you still have it?
No, I wouldn't have a clue what happened to it.
Do you guys have...
I never really had anything like that.
Really?
No. I mean, I've had plush toys that I've had some sort of sentimental value to over the years, but like...
But you cuddle a body pillow, don't you?
I do, but that's like a family thing. That's like like all my cousins. It's a family thing.
It's a communal pillow. Yeah. They all give it a fuck every now and then.
Good fuck tonight.
I wouldn't go back to that pillow if I was used.
You don't need blow up dolls in the Akroningo family, mate. All you need is a good body pillow.
But it's honestly a thing.
Like a comfort family thing?
I don't know. It's just always been everyone's kind of had a body. Like all my cousins have had one. Like my younger brother, my dad still has one.
I've never had a body pillow before.
Use it. Like you
just to cuddle when you're asleep or just like, I guess, sleep on. Like you could use it as like an elbow pillow to a certain extent because you can mold it.
Like one of those boyfriend pillows.
People thing.
Right, no.
Like, it would not be nasty, but like,
no, that's
you're really old, Jesse.
To be fair, like, you sell body pillows at Target, and it's usually the old people who come in. Because they're all people who, like, need some sort of, like, special support or something. Like,
I give you, Jesse.
Why do you think it's so limber?
I think they sell them for physical support, but I think he needs it for, like, emotional support. Yeah. The pillow just tells him, hey, get up today, man.
X speaks to me.
There's the reason why he sleeps in a single bed.
It's to fit my body pillow in.
Yeah, sure.
But no, like, in our family, it's known as a tuk-tuk.
Tuk-tuk?
A tuk-tuk. A tuk-tuk.
Isn't that like a little rickshaw sort of motorized?
Yeah, in Thailand.
I don't know. I've never been to Thailand.
Yeah, tuk-tuk. It's like a tricycle.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been to Thailand, but
it's like a tricycle.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah. It's like a little taxi.
Tuk-tuk means something in another language?
I don't know.
Isn't tuk-tuk the big bird from Avatar?
No, that's Turuk Maktao.
Oh.
That's completely different.
How can you pronounce that?
I can't believe you actually remembered that.
No, I remember that, yeah. I'm all about the Na'vi.
That's how we went with tuk-tuk.
Maybe that's his nickname. He was known around college as tuk-tuk. Yeah,
all the other birds went tuk-tuk.
Yeah.
And we go from that to that. You're living for
that's hashtag actor's life. It goes from here to here really quick.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does.
It comes in waves, don't you think? Our emotions, even our work comes in waves.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, the whole thing. Yeah.
You think
sometimes we'll get a tidal wave and get a whole heap at once and then it'll be no dive.
It is. And that really frustrates me because you think, okay, all right, I've got these days, I can space things out. No, never spaces out. Mm. It's literally all in one week. Bang, bang, bang. And then you're like, oh.
And then for the next 10 months, you're like, oh.
There's nothing. Yeah.
And then auditions, you'll get one audition. The next minute, you get another.
Six in one week. You're like, oh my God, what do I do with myself? And you're like, yep, made it. This is going to happen. I'm going to quit my job next week.
That is the worst feeling.
And they're like, oh, it's only like a commercial. That's like $200.
You went with a different direction.
And I actually got put hold on for something recently. And
really?
She was down between her and one other person. And then they were auditioning older people to play the parents to see who they could fit.
Mm-hmm. For a speaking role on a TV show, and it was right down to me and this other girl, and I was literally at work, the day job, and I was like, okay, maybe this could be it. Maybe this could be my last week. Maybe this could be my last
this
week.
Be, this is the break. This is what we were waiting for.
And then next week, oh, back to the hobby job.
So they chose the other girl.
Yeah, yeah. But that's okay. That's what happens. But like, that's the thing. That's the life of it, though.
Do you know who it was?
Yeah, I do. I found out.
He's a good friend, or?
I don't know her very well, but I know her.
Okay.
She's an amazing actress.
She's been on Neighbours, and she was on Mortified, and she's done
Right.
Really big
stuff. Because they were just auditioning the families to see who fit the best.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and that's what they said. They sent us a message.
The directors and everybody know who Shara is, so you know, later down the track, they might be like, this girl we're auditioning for the other bit, we'll get her back in.
That's true.
But anyway, not going off in tangent, but that was just like going back to the, you know, the day job, like, you know, the spiral of stuff.
Well, congratulations on getting hold and getting that fire.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a great feeling, just to know that you've been down to like the last couple.
And you should celebrate that. Even though you didn't get it, you should still celebrate it, because it's huge.
Totally. Yeah. Like, you think about all the people that were sort of like, nah, like straight off the bat, you've been able to go down like the process itself.
Yeah, and we haven't had that yet. We've been down here for a while, we haven't had that yet, so that's real good.
Have you had that in
No, not in the TV series. That's like...
But you had a role in a TV series,
didn't
you?
Oh, the smallest part in the world.
But a role in a TV series. Yeah. Like, I don't think there is no small parts.
You have to do those ones to get...
But every character's important to a story.
Yeah, exactly. You make it into the cut, it's done something right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so there is no...
But that was a Brisbane job. Not here in Sydney.
Yeah, that's still good though.
Yeah, I was saying.
Yeah, like, but he's talking about since they've been here.
Oh, since being here for me, yeah. Mm. But it's a different ball game up here, isn't it?
I feel like
we've been on hold for like lots of things.
Yeah, been on hold for a couple of years as well. Yeah. Commercials and stuff. But
Oh, we could tell you, like, we could tell the story, not the brand, but we tell the story.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So when Jesse and I and Chris got down here, Jesse and I's first audition was actually a comedy duo.
Was it your first audition?
It was our first ever audition.
Yeah. And
in Sydney.
And we're like, oh great, we've got BT Dar. We sent them over our like a bit of our material, and YouTube and stuff. So, and then they said, oh, come in for the audition.
Yeah.
I went in. I felt pretty good about it. This guy didn't feel.
I didn't think we did that good.
I'm thinking, we nailed this. And it was for an ad like for an app, but for like a food app.
And it was overseas. So shooting in Singapore for like 10 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
And all of that taken care of.
Cool.
Very neat paycheck to go with it as well.
Good way to start, Sydney.
Absolutely, right? Yeah. It's like that's a needed actual job.
Yeah.
Well, like,
this will cover me for the next 6 months.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like 3 weeks in when we moved in or something like that.
Well, I think it was the start of this year.
So I feel like
it was the start of this year.
So it was like
a month or two after.
Maybe we just gotten back to Sydney from like Christmas, New Year's, and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. It was like the very.
But anyway, we got a few emails saying, "Hey, you're on hold, both of you. Still, the directors are still choosing and stuff like that." That's cool. Yeah. That's great. Being on hold's good.
Yeah, I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, and then got an email. What did I say? Like. Gone to the next level?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, what's to the extent of that way we had been locked in? It was just a matter of finalising dates and then getting a director locked in. Then they came back and were like, oh, are you available for these dates instead? And then I was like, oh, we've actually added more to it. Can you do these dates?
It would get paid more days than this and that. Yeah. Or just finding another director. It's great. Yes. We're like, keep changing these dates. We're like, we're going to do it. And then
they lost a director. And then again, got a director, lost a director.
Yeah, and then so all of a sudden, last minute, they're like, just wandered off. And then last minute, they were just like, you know what? They have not found a director, and they're just going to pull the plug.
Can the project?
No.
Can the project?
They can't find a director.
Yeah, so we're just like that was our job. So that was it. Yeah,
and we're like, there have been so many people who have
just found a director, not for you.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought they didn't look very far. We just stuck their head out the window. Any directors out here? Nah, can't, guys. Sorry.
But then, like, it's like upsetting. You know, it's disheartening. But then you got to think, okay. Things happen for a reason. Something else is going to come along. Yeah, if I did that would have stopped me doing X, Y, which would be a lot bigger.
I was just so excited because, like,
I believe that 100%.
I was so excited because, like, the commercial, like, you would have gone like. Worn like an animal suit. No, I love wearing that kind of stuff, like being an animal, and like that would have been a whole lot of fun in Singapore. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, you're right. It's just, you've got to, everything happens for a reason and everything like that. So
totally. And I don't think we would have appreciated the journey as much if we like basically just walked straight into something as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like like, you know, all of the stuff that goes with, you know, making the move and trying to establish yourself and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So not to say that would have been it, but like that's, you know, who knows what would have happened if that actually came through.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely.
Exactly. Yeah.
Have
you guys ever had any like bad auditions, like really bad? Yeah. You don't have to mention the names or anything like that.
I got two that I thought of. So my first ever audition before I had any acting class or anything, I don't even know how I got it. I think I just must have got it through a Facebook group, but it was for a student film. And like I went in and they had given me the script and I learned it to the best of my ability. And then they were like, you know, just, you know, do the slate. And I was like, what's the slate? I don't know what that means. And then they were like, just tell us a bit about yourself. And I was like, I don't really know what to say. I've never done this before. And I was like, just got so embarrassed. And I was like, ah.
Just run out.
Yeah, basically. So I never heard back from them.
I didn't want to be an actor. Knocking cameras over and shit.
Like,
this
what
is
am I
stupid.
Doing?
Why would you do this?
And then I did one the other day. They sent me the script and they were like, this is your character. Learn the scene, blah, blah, blah. So I learned the two scenes that they sent just in case they wanted me to do both. And then I went in. And they were like, we want you to do it, your interpretation first, and then the second one we want you to do, like, super bogan. And I was like, okay, cool. And then they said, introduce yourself, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, is this all going to be one take or are we going to cut in between? They're like, no, all in one go. And I was like, okay, cool, who am I reading opposite? And they're like, reading opposite. And I was like, yeah, who's reading the other lines? And they're like, oh, the other lines? Well, yeah, it's a person interviewing somebody else, like, I need the other lines.
It's a duo.
And then the producer's, like, looking through all this paper, he's like, I don't even have the script. Have you read the script? And I was like, yeah, I've learnt the two scenes you sent me. And then they're like, just do an improv. And I was like, how am I meant to do an improv of an interview with someone without somebody to talk to? Like,
yeah, true.
That's so weird. So I just did like
the
introduction, because it's a radio host interviewing somebody. So I just did sort of like the introduction to the other person.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
that's,
I was just
smart. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I ended up getting the role. So.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See?
Well, that's the thing too, though. Yeah. Is that, like, I've walked out of a few auditions thinking there's no way.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think it was bad.
Yeah.
But
it
just
it didn't
auditions
didn't feel
just,
good enough.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel
good enough. Their reactions maybe are off, maybe you're off. There's just something about it. You walk out and you go, oh.
Yeah.
Or it's the ones where you don't try. I don't even know if I want to do this goddamn film.
Yeah.
So you just kind of walk in there with it. I think there's something about having that attitude, though.
Yeah.
Totally.
Every time I've walked in with that attitude, I'm like, oh,
there's no desperation.
You must have just have an aura of confidence about you. Like,
yeah.
I'm better than all of you. Anyway. Like, but all those times where, like, I end up getting.
Yes.
It's like, maybe I should think about this for every audition.
That's such a good point.
Yeah,
but
it's hard to get in that mindset. Like,
whereas the bigger
auditions,
you get nervous, you know what I mean? There's a bit more pressure on yourself, and it seems to be a bit harder to land.
So, too much on
Charlie, what was your audition?
I have one for an audition and one that was like an audition workshop, and that one was just, I've made a massive fool of myself and like in front of a casting director.
Wow.
Is it this one?
Yeah. So we have a very well-known, very established casting director, probably one of the biggest ones.
Yeah. In the country, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I've auditioned for him before and different things and stuff, so I really wanted to do his workshop just to, you know, just keep, you know, and also to learn as well. It's good to know because he has a very particular style. It's very different that he likes. And so I had to go up and do the audition. He plays it out like an audition, and so you're auditioning in front of everyone in the workshop, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah. And the person with the camera holds his hand out, and I was, it looked like he wanted a high five. So I high-fived him.
You high-fived the cameraman.
The cameraman. And then the casting director looked at me because I just high-fived him. And he was like, oh, that's different. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, did you want a high-five too? So I high-fived the casting director. Then the cameraman goes, no, I just wanted the SD card. Done.
That is amazing.
No.
That is amazing.
That's the problem.
Wow.
He just stopped having those moments.
Sometimes I wish that I makes you stand out.
That makes you stand out.
Yeah.
Next time you see them, like,
high-fiving someone.
That's the one they high-fived.
Yeah, they'll remember you. For
yeah,
sure.
Exactly. It's totally a reason.
Like, don't...
And the good thing is, you didn't give them the SD card at this point, so it's not on camera.
Yeah.
This is a good point.
Yeah.
But
it's a workshop. It was a workshop, right? It wasn't an audition.
No, it was a workshop, but it was like, you know, like how to do audition in front of the casting director. And I recently auditioned for him a few months ago.
Oh, yeah.
For a thing. But that's what made it worse. Huh?
Did he high-five you?
No, no, this was before the workshop. So I was going to the workshop just to be like, oh, I know I didn't get the role, but, you know, I'm still on the scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
That experience didn't dishearten me.
But also just to, you know, also to learn as well. But there was an audition as well. This was for a graduate film. And it was for a character giving birth. Now, I didn't expect to be doing the birthing scene. No, I haven't had children. Like, I can't even watch birthing videos. I like children, don't get me wrong, but I'm a bit squeamish with that sort of thing. And, you haven't been through it, I suppose it is kind of a bit scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's uncharted territory.
It is. So I, in the audition, they were like, oh, okay, you know, I did the couple of the scenes and then the director asked me to do the birthing scene. I was like, oh, okay.
Were you by yourself? Did you have people to workshop it with you?
No, I was by myself. Bit of improv.
God.
And I didn't know where to go. And because in my head, I was like, okay, I need to do that. I was like, it's going to feel weird on the floor. I need a table to make it feel like a bed, like a hospital bed. I was just trying to quickly, you know, your imagination, trying to work it.
Paint the scene in your head.
So the only table was the audition table, and they were sitting right here.
On the table.
The audition table.
Yes, I did it on the audition table.
Yeah, you did.
Charlene's like, what? I go all out, okay?
Yeah.
Like, you're facing them?
No, not... I was...
You're like
long ways.
You're long ways.
So
yeah, right, okay.
Bits were not. Obviously, I was cut in clothes, but you know what I mean. Yeah, like, yeah. I wasn't.
That's
I wasn't
so
full. It out. Let me
just get my hospital gown on.
Yeah. I was mortified. I felt like I'd done something very bizarre.
Did you get it?
Sure.
I got the role, But.
Good. It shows your commitment.
But they changed the script. I was giving birth to an alien egg, so. I couldn't use that.
Well, you're not giving birth and you're just laying an egg.
They were still giving birth. They wanted the birthing motions
for laying an egg.
Was it a good film?
It's true, you can't really use it as a birthing scene.
This is pre-drama school.
Right, so this is a while ago.
So this is just before I started drama school, so probably no.
Okay, fair enough.
That needs to stay very way hidden. Never resurfaced.
What's called?
But the people were lovely. The people were lovely, like who I worked with. I really liked them, but
that's funny.
Can't get much worse than that, right? So you can just hold on to that whenever you go into an audition.
Yeah, sure, you can use it.
Can I use your table?
No.
Do you mind if I just lay on your table and all my eggs and give birth?
Every audition is on the table.
If you're going in there and think, oh, it's going to have to be so bad, but you think, wait, it can't be as bad as the other one, that last one.
Oh,
so
yeah, true. I've
just
never
go
thought
in there and go
like that.
You can never get any worse than that point.
Yeah.
I suppose unless you're auditioning for porn or something, then that's...
Yeah.
That's pretty low.
My worst audition was that Short and Sweet. You guys probably know the story. Auditioned Short and Sweet Brisbane. I did my monologue. They were like, great. Okay, someone suggested, you do suggestions and do it this way, this way. Someone suggested, oh, just do it as if you're on your menstrual cycle. And I was like,
sorry, what?
And I was like, my mind is malfunctioning. Like, I don't know how to do that. Like,
yeah.
It's like,
you're
I was like,
guy,
yeah.
Like,
so I was
you
just like,
that.
I don't
do
know
you
what,
to that?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know exactly what a menstrual cycle is, like, and how it affects people.
Oh,
like, how
oh,
it goes.
Affects
I know, but like, I don't know, but, like, how to feel or anything.
Yeah.
I just like,
well, it's different with everybody. Some girls will get really emotional and then some girls will get really angry and then.
I didn't know about that. I thought it was like, that's a woman thing
it's
I didn't bother to look
some
at.
Girls will throw their mobile
phone
at your TV.
And I literally just said that. I'm like.
What?
Yeah.
No.
We'll circle back to that. Finish your story.
No, I just. We'll come back to you. But like, I basically just paused there for a second, kind of froze and like, kind of recited the first few sentences and like, And then I just stop, like, I'll be honest, I don't even know what the fuck it is. Like, I just, like, I'm gonna, like, walk out right now. I just, like,
so
I
don't know. So you just throw it out at me.
And, like, I could, like, I'm pretty good at improv. I can do it. Yeah, but, like, I don't understand, like, I just kind of, like,
But if you had the headset to you, like, a couple of days beforehand, we want you to do it like this. And you had the time to research and...
Yeah,
exactly.
No, but like, I'm pretty good at like someone spit something out and a suggestion, I'll just do it. But if I don't know what that suggestion is, like,
yeah, exactly.
You need some kind of explanation. Why?
It's like someone screaming at you, like, ah, do what Rob did last week. You're like, who the fuck's Rob?
Like, kind of that thing.
Yeah, do you gather when directors are like, okay, I want you to give me more energy. Give more energy. No, I want you to give less energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. More energy.
Yeah, it's like energy is just like the go-to thing for directors. Yeah. Like,
that's really when they don't really know what they're trying to.
Exactly. Yeah. The same more energy. So you think, okay, a bit more upbeat, a bit more oomph into it. Yeah. Whatever like, oomph is.
Okay.
And then they're like, no, don't do that. And it's like, well, what the fuck do you want?
Like, you really need to say, like, describe an emotion as well.
Yeah. That's a really good word. Yeah.
But I think sometimes when they say more energy, they just want you to pace it up.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that makes sense. Just speed it up, not just make it bigger.
Well, not necessarily speed it up, just, like, because pace can just mean, like, you don't leave big pauses in between lines, like you might start cutting somebody off, but it doesn't mean your dialogue is faster.
Mm. Yeah, makes sense.
What were
you
going to say?
Chris? Oh, hang on, your birthing story just reminded me, that was what I was thinking about this. I probably shouldn't tell this story, I don't know, it's not about me. When I was at uni, we were doing, I can't remember what it was one of our classes, and I think what the thing was, we each had to get up and... just do some sort of scene that had to maybe show vulnerability or something. I don't know. I can't remember what the context was. But we had to get up and do a certain type of scene just off the top of our heads. We had to like think of something and do that. And this one girl, not many people were fans of her, me included. she just had this arrogance about her. It's just one of those people who just it was trying to show off. And she got up and she decided to do a birthing scene. And it wasn't straight away... like when she got up and said I'm giving birth, we all kind of just it was that moment where you're like of course she's giving birth, like it was just one of those types of people where we're like okay it doesn't really fit the context here but you just gotta do your thing whatever. But she gets up and she lays down, she spreads her legs, and the first like push
on the table on makes, the casting
no,
table
no it's just hey <Sorry. laughs> well, it's not really what we were after.
This is a pop girl.
So that's how you guys know each other.
She just got up like on the floor and she spread her legs and the first push she just let out this huge fart. I don't know what she meant. Everyone was like in stitches though. It was like the funniest thing. I had totally forgotten about this until you just mentioned your story too, by the way.
That's
it was embarrassing, I'm sure, for her, but to the rest of us. Like I said, I don't know if I should be telling the story because it's a bit, I don't know. But it was just the funniest thing I'd ever seen at the time.
That's just like the time you farted in front of the girl.
Yeah, right.
The first time we got down here, we have some like Sydney friends down here. Yeah. And
I never met them. Jesse and Jamie.
Chris only just met them like that day.
We had like hung out at the Opera House for the day and everything.
Went to the park,
gardens.
Sat down. Yeah, these are pretty, you know, attractive ladies. And we sat down in the park and we were just like leisurely just. And then it was in the break of a conversation. It was just casual conversation and then there was a pause. You know, sometimes there's a pause.
Yeah.
In that right moment, he just let one rip. And it was just, there's no coming from it.
There's no covering.
It was usually like, it's one of those moments where like, you would be like, I can pretend to pass that off. It's like, you know, the ground making a noise. Or something
else.
Or like, sometimes you do it and you're not sure if everyone else heard it. So like, no one says something. In this case, you just know everyone heard it.
Yeah,
and there was just no one going. I was just like, sorry. I had no control. I tried, and I had no control over the situation.
I was embarrassed for you.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was.
But sometimes they're like that. You think you can control us, ease it out.
Yeah.
And suddenly, boom.
I'm terrible with controlling my farts. I really am.
We know.
But it's just one of those things that I just had to own it, I guess, because there's no turning back.
I've done things like that a few times.
It's a normal bodily function.
Girls do it. Don't lie, girls do it.
Yeah.
I've never heard Charlie.
No comment.
I actually farted in one of my coworkers' face the other night at work, actually.
Oh, God.
He was like, yeah, I was like...
At least it was a guy.
This is a guy. He works with us. He won't be listening, which is good. But he's so annoying. He's one of those people who would just talk your fucking ear off. And anyway, so we're both out the back. I've got like a cage and I'm stacking stuff onto him. He's got a cage. This is behind me and he's just chatting, going on about some random shit. Anyway, he bends over to go at the bottom of his cage and my ass is like just to the right of him. So I got my cage and I kind of felt it coming. And like I said, I just had no control over the situation. So he's talking and I just let it rip. But the lucky thing was because he was so focused in what he was talking about, he didn't hear it. Like he didn't even stop the conversation or anything. Like, and he's the type of guy, like, I feel like he would have joked about it if he had have heard it. So he just kept going. It was a big win for me, though. I was like, that was the highlight of my day. I was going up to everyone. I was like, oh, I just farted in so-and-so's face.
Chris,
his name.
Was there a moment where, like, it hit him? Like, he knew? Like, he was,
I don't know. I really, yeah. I mean, like, he just kept talking, so I'm not too sure. I'm sure it did, but...
Chris, remember that time I went to, like, the DVD store? And
Top Ride.
No, yeah, we were looking at DVDs.
Yeah, you were looking at DVDs.
Yeah, I went to crouch down the bottom to look at the bottom row.
We were both in like the same aisle first. Then he fucks off to the next aisle.
Yeah.
And he ducks. And I
squat down, looked at the bottom row. But as I squat down, I did a silent one, but it was a pretty potent one.
It
was
deadly silent.
Yeah,
one.
Oh, deadly silent.
I came over to see what he was doing.
But I didn't think he'd come over. As soon as I stood up and left, I turned around. He's coming my way. I'm like, it's too late now. And he was gonna he crashed down exactly the same spot. I'm like,
because I wanted to see what he was doing. So I bent over. I leaned like right into this son of a bitch. It was like the one. I felt like vomiting, but I
walked away. It's in my mouth.
And, I walked around the corner like, does he know it's me? And he's like, can you just let one rip? Like, maybe.
It was bad. I smelled something.
But that's the thing, right? You're like, oh, the coast is clear. Like, I can do this.
Yeah, right.
And then as soon as it happens, somebody comes.
Yeah.
Like, all the time. I used to do it at work. It's like, oh, there's no one at the front counter, so I'm going to do it. Do it. And then another staff member comes or a colleague comes, and you're just like...
Yeah. There's no one else in the store, so it has to be you.
Yeah.
Try and cut them off at the entrance.
You walk them in the face. Oh, how's it going?
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
It's similar with sneezes as well. I don't have much control over sneezes.
Oh, no, your sneezes are like fucking huge boom.
I got a loud.
It's a sonic boom. Your
loud sneeze. People at work say like I work in like a big store, and one of my coworkers, Scotty, he knows my sneezes because like, he'll be on the other side of the store and I'll sneeze, and he'll call me up and be like, "Will you just sneeze?"
He actually screams like yells. He's like.
Yeah, I like to get all of it out. It's I don't know, I can't really control it. It just kind of releases you.
You can do it without the vocals.
Sometimes it comes without the vocal. Sometimes it comes with. It surprises me. You never know. Sometimes
it's like a lucky dip.
You feel it coming. You're like, well, what are we going to get today?
You have no control over your body, do you?
Not really. The body just does what it wants. Sometimes the mind's just like, hey, stop.
You see how much shit he breaks? He's got no control.
No control. Yeah. No, but like, what really annoys me is when you're having a conversation with someone or someone's asking you a question and you feel a sneeze coming on, but it's one of those ones that takes a couple of seconds before it comes up, so you can't say anything, you can't do anything because you know it's coming, and you have that kind of like, type of thing,
where you're about to sneeze.
And they've just asked you a question, and you got to put the finger up. You know, do you ever do the finger?
Because
if you don't do the finger, you're just ignoring them.
Yeah.
You
know,
they just ask you a question, and you're just your random face. So you have to put the finger up and be like, one second, this business needs to be dealt with first before I can get back to you. But that's rude, apparently.
And it's even worse when it's like a false alarm, and you're like, it's coming. Nothing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Maybe the finger, maybe just the palm. Like,
I feel like the palm's worse.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all worse.
The palm is like, hey, back the fuck up.
Yeah, but what do they want? A sneeze in the face or an actual, like, pause? Like, what's better?
Well, I feel like if I put one finger up, then that just means, like, hey, 1 minute, please. Mm. Like, give me.
Yeah, that's fine.
This
I think
could
that's
be like you're shielding their face.
Yeah. I think either way is fine. Because you're doing them a favor. Like, I'm going to sneeze and then I can give you attention. Because it's like, all you're thinking while they're talking is, I'm going to sneeze.
Yeah, that is very true.
Have you ever sneezed on somebody?
Yeah.
I'm sure you have.
I've done it by accident like a few times, and I've been like in a situation where where like I remember being at school and like me and my friends were like just kind of standing in a circle like before class, as you do, and then I just kind of let out a sneeze, but it was one of those ones where like shit physically flies out of your nose.
Oh no.
And it all just kind of landed like in the middle of the circle. Oh. We had this moment where just everyone in the circle just stopped staring at my snot in this huge pile on the ground. And I don't know what to say.
There's nothing you can really say.
There's nothing you can say. Like,
you
well,
can't be like, oh, that wasn't me.
Like, it just it physically just saw that come out of your face.
That was just the... That was just the demon in me.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Hashtag Actors Life podcast. That was part one of our wonderful conversation with Natalie and Charlene. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for this week. So we are going to be back next episode with part two of that amazing conversation, where you're going to hear some incredible stories, including Charlene telling us the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to her. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. Plus, we tell some stories of our own, some embarrassing stories of us being on set, some very interesting stories, and some very intimate kind of stories, if you know what I mean. Trust me, it's something you don't want to miss. Plus, we play the celebrity age game and so much more in part two. So we're going to be back with that one on the next episode of Hashtag Actors Life podcast. For now, I'm going to throw you over to Jesse.
Hey guys, me again. Thank you and welcome to your end credit scene. Sorry, there's no big reveal of Thanos. It's just me coming at you once more on the 1-2 to thank you all once more for listening to the Hashtag Actors Life podcast. Now be sure to subscribe to us and join us next time for another all new episode. You get that fresh if you subscribe to us, and make sure you get the little thing on the Facebook saying to reveal all our posts, because Facebook is now being a little bit weird and hiding all of our stuff. But you can find us on Apple's podcast otherwise, to make sure you get all the fresh and the latest. Also on SoundCloud and on Wooshka for all of you Android users out there. And don't forget to leave your comments, chuck us a like, and let us know what you think. Tell your friends. You don't have to be industry professional to listen to us, because we're pretty funny anyway. So, other things. Checklist. You can like us on the Facebook, follow us on the Instagram, follow all three of our personal social media platforms as well. Links are in the description and all over our other social media platforms. Until next time, thank y'all for listening. Keep on grinding. Mad love, internet. Peace.